Welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John, and this is WHRW Binghamton. On October 22nd, 1975, Air Force Sergeant Leonard Matlovich, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, is given a general discharge by the Air Force after publicly declaring his homosexuality, challenging the ban against homosexuals in the U.S. military. Let's listen.
Okay, who spray painted "I'm totally gay" on my fighter plane?
Whoever it is, we should find them and string them up in a tiger trap.
Whoa, hey there. Yeah, Lenny, I can't help but notice that you have a can of spray paint in your pocket.
No, I'm just happy to see you, actually.
Ah, that somehow answers that question really well.
It looks like a Pepsi can.
Mm-hmm, that's really weird. Maybe you should see a doctor about that. Hey, General?
Yeah?
I think he's gay.
Gay? Get him out!
Yeah, that'll teach you to vandalize. Homo.
Homo.
Homo!
I just can't wait till the day of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
We didn't ask, son. You told.
If not for that one act of vandalism, Sergeant Leonard Matlovich would have stayed in the Air Force and in fact would have been elected President of the United States, the first homosexual to ever hold the office. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.